MasterCAM Stock Model Toolpath. Simulating toolpaths is a vital step for a programmer to ensure that they have created good, safe, error-free code. But as the number of toolpaths increases, it is a waste of time to watch the simulation of a toolpath that you know is ready for the CNC machine, hence MasterCAM Stock Model Toolpath, which allows the programmer to easily save valuable simulation time for any part. Let's go through the process for the simple part shown in Figure 1. To use the Stock Model Toolpath, first add an operation to your part. In the case of the part in Figure 1, a contour toolpath will be added to machine the shelf. The toolpath should then be simulated to ensure that it operates as intended, as shown in Figure 2. From the drop-down menus, select Toolpaths and Stock Model, as shown in Figure 3. The Stock Model window will then open, as shown in Figure 4. The Stock Model toolpath will be added to the feature tree as shown in Figure 6. Its appearance will be white, indicating that it will never be posted out as GM code. Like any toolpath, the display of the stock model can be turned on and off, Alt plus T. The display of this stock model will be the same as the display options you chose when you first set up the stock, either wireframe or a solid. Before simulating any new toolpaths, you will need to tell MasterCAM to use this stock model. In the Toolpath Manager window, select Backplot/Verify options, as shown in Figure 7. In the Backplot/Verify options window, enable the radio button for the stock model, as shown in Figure 8, and accept this selection to make this the new stock for the simulation. Each time you create a new stock model operation, you will need to select it as the new stock shape for future simulation. Once multiple stock model operations exist, you will need to select the desired one from the drop-down list in the Backplot/Verify options window. The use of the stock model toolpath can save a programmer hours of time, especially on complex 3D surface toolpaths, which can take a great deal of time to process for simulation. About the author: Fred Fulkerson is a graduate of the Faculty of Education, University of Western Ontario, and of the General Machining Program at Conestoga College in Ontario. He is a Canadian Red Seal certified general machinist and CNC programmer and a certified MasterCAM and SolidWorks instructor.